What's up, guys? Welcome to TMG Podcast. This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode, that'll be on our Patreon right now. You can get it a week early if you contribute. It's patreon.com/tinymeatgang. So thanks if you do that. And if not, enjoy this one.
Peace.
Hey, 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 hey.
Welcome to the podcast. Yeah. Thank you so much, everyone.
Did you get your $800 turban, bro? I ordered three.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just as like kind of like a fashion.
Yeah. You know. Is that like a... I'm just joking.
Where did you see this?
It was on Twitter. Nordstrom like took it down. They're like, oh, we're... We had no idea. We didn't mean to offend.
Gotcha.
It's just like, whatever. I just don't know how, where they get the $800 mark from.
So why don't you explain what this is?
I mean, look, I'm not Sikh, but, oh, yeah. So if you don't know, Gucci was trying to sell a turban cloth for $800. I think it's pre-wrapped.
Did it say turban?
In quotes, yeah, it was a Gucci Off-White collab.
Turban?
No, it was just.
No, I'm saying, did the title say turban wrap?
Oh yeah, it was called Indie Turban.
Huh.
I don't know what an Indie Turban is. Anyway, yeah, it just, you know, this is Gucci trying to sell religious shit. I guess like, I think it was Gucci. Some dude was replying saying that some designer brand tried to sell yarmulkes too, but it's just like a. They just run out. They're just trying to take religious shit now.
Like pastor robes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. That's the next move right there.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Supreme. Off-White is like the most obvious one. Like it says priest, like in quotes. On his.
Yeah, dude. They're going to sell the pastor shawl. What else are they going to? Oh, they're going to start selling like the nun fit.
Yeah.
Unironically, people are going to dress like nuns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Handmaid's Tale shit.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the new wave.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is all about showing. Designer world's going to be all about covering up.
That really is probably going to be the new wave.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much can you cover?
I don't think so, though. I think Instagram's too far gone.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
I think it's too pornified. Speaking of covering up, did you have to cover up your lower body? From the low kicks yesterday,
dude.
What a wacky day.
What an absolute wacky day.
Before we jump into it, do you think he made you look like a bitch or no?
No. I mean, like I watched some footage. I watched some footage afterwards.
Uh huh.
Let me explain the situation.
Yeah. Go for it.
Because I guess like you need the whole picture to understand like why I thought that. Maybe some of the footage maybe look like a bitch. Okay.
All right.
I'm just gonna be straight up honest about this.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, I met Jake Paul yesterday, which didn't wake up yesterday knowing that today's the day that I'm gonna meet Jake Paul.
Right.
Okay.
I don't think anyone.
I woke up like exactly. Woke up. It was any other day. You know, I put my pants on one leg at a time. And I thought it was just going to be kind of a normal day. I knew I was going to go to, I had an audition, okay, that I was really stoked about.
Yeah.
Walked in there, bombed it.
And you then, told me you fucked that up. How'd you fuck that up?
And it's just like, I don't know when I'm ever going to get to the stage where I'm like, I leave an audition room feeling fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it's been like, what, 2 years now that I've been auditioning for shit? And every single fucking time, save maybe one or two times, I walk out being like feeling like ass, like being like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, just,
all right.
You didn't do anything that you prepared.
Right.
What did you do? Who was that in there? It wasn't you.
Right.
Okay. It was me and two other fucking people in there. Why can't I just act? So stupid. So I'm like kind of in a little bit of a bad mood because it was a great part.
Yeah.
Character was perfect for me.
Got it.
Walked in there, bombed the shit out of it.
Maybe that's how you'll get it, dude.
He goes, it was actually pretty funny. Like, I did the first, there was two scenes, I did the first scene. And he's like, good, yeah, good, that one's fine, let's move on to the second one. And I did the second one, he was like, I really like the way you did that. Let's go and do the first one again and do it, like, less, like, dramatic. And I was like, oh, so you didn't like the first one.
Yeah, oh,
You played me.
Yeah.
I changed your opinion on the second one, but you you played me on the first one. You said, yeah, it was great. Move on. When in your mind, you said, this guy's not getting the fucking part.
Rip, bro.
Yeah, I know. So anyways, left feeling like weird about it. And then I knew I was going to go do Jeff's show on YouTube, his Jeff's Barbershop show.
Yeah.
He's like a barber, and he cuts people's hair and interviews them, and he kind of tries to make it like Eric Andre sort of like. Like you sit down and he insults you a lot, and he like it's a lot of like surprises, right? That's what it's supposed to be.
Right.
I've watched, you know, a few episodes. It's a great show. I think it's a great like gimmick, like him cutting people's hair, because it's like not only are you there for the interview, but you want to see like how their hair turns out at the end of it, right? It's like Hot Ones or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like a nice like layer on top of the interview, sort of.
Right.
So I was stoked to do it, and I was like, I wonder what the fuck's going to happen. He was like, I don't really have anything written. Like, let's just, like, improv it. And I was like, that's fine with me. And so he sat down, cut my hair. Everything's fine. You know, the show's, like, going normal. Like, he's just, like, kind of insulting me. Jason Nash is there. Todd's there. They're, you know, kind of roasting me at the same time. Like, they're adding their own questions, blah, 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 and I'm answering them, and everything's fine. And then he jokes that Lele is going to show up, and I'm like, ha, that's funny. And he's like, yeah, no, I mean, I tried to. She said that she was down. But her representation wouldn't let her come to the show. But she said she wanted to. And I was like, oh, that would have been really fucking funny. He was like, yeah, I was going to have her curse at you in Spanish and all this shit. And I was like, damn, that would have been a great bit.
Yeah.
And then he goes, it's like wrapping up the show. It's near the end. And so he goes, who's your least favorite YouTuber? And I was like, least favorite? He's like, yeah. I was like, I don't know. And I made some stupid joke. I was like, I'm my least favorite YouTuber. And he's like, yeah, okay, who's your second least favorite YouTuber? And I was like, I don't know. I couldn't think of an answer, so I just like, you know, knee-jerk thing. I was like, Jake Paul. And he's like, oh, okay, huh. Interesting that you would say that. And I'm like, yeah? He's like, yeah. And then he's like, yo, Reggie, like, open the door. And his guy starts to open the door, and I'm having no fucking, like, Lele Pons, if you couldn't get Lele Pons, right. Like, there's a chance in fucking hell Jake Paul's going to walk through that door right now. And he opens the door, and it's him. And I'm sitting there, like, I'm, like, looking at him. He's like, don't worry if he tries anything. Like, I told him I'm going to, like, not, it's not cool for him to be. And I'm like, you don't know if he's not going to try anything? What the fuck? I kid you not, the kid walks up to me like he's going to fight. Like, he walks like this, like, beelines it towards me. And I'm like, yo, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And he stops, and he starts going, hey, man, you know, I really don't think it's cool what you do. And I think you're a cyber bully, and I think that you bully kids, man. And I'm like, what kids? And he's like, just like, I don't know. Like, I've talked to, like, some girls that you have laid into, and it's like, they're like, it's just not cool, man. I'm not with that. Like, I'm about, like, spreading positivity.
And, shut the fuck up, boy.
No, I swear. This is how I remember everything, okay?
Okay.
This is how I remember it. He's like, yeah, it's just, I'm about spreading positivity. And they're like, you're really not about that. And I just, like, I don't fuck with that or whatever. And I was like, so in my head, I'm like, I don't know if this is a joke.
Right, yeah.
Is this a bit?
Yeah.
Did Jeff and him talk about this beforehand? I was so fucking confused.
Yeah.
Because I was like, he must have came here knowing what Jeff's show is about.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's about the shock value, the element of surprise, right? And they did that. And now he's like, you know, kind of like chewing into me. And I'm like, this has to be a bit. So I go, I can't tell if he's joking or not.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not joking, bro. And his camera dude's like, camera dude hated me. You could just tell. He's standing there fucking shaking his head. And I'm like, I'm like, okay, man, like, you can think that, but, like, I don't bully kids. Like, it's just shit for me to write jokes. I just need something to write jokes about. Like, I'm a comedian. I like writing jokes. And he's still mad at me. And I'm like, I can't figure out if this is a fucking bit or not. I keep looking at Jeff, and he's like, Jeff's, like, very clearly, like, this is not a bit. And so, and I still can't tell if he's doing that for the cameras. All three cameras are on, plus Jake's camera.
Right.
And so I'm still trying to play into this thing where I'm like, oh, maybe he expects us to fucking make up on camera. Like, maybe that's what the bit is.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, man, dude, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and he's like, oh, it's cool. It's cool. He apologized. It's cool. And he dabs me up. And then he's like, shut the cameras off. Shut the cameras off. And I'm like, oh, So they shut the cameras off, and I'm like, fucking, so you just, like, use this. Oh, yeah. You basically play Jeff for a cut for his own vlog where he can walk in and confront me.
Yeah.
And then, like, make me sort of, like, I mean, like, I didn't have to apologize, obviously. I just didn't know what else to do. It was so fucking awkward. I was like, we're in this tiny apartment.
Yeah.
And it's four people who are dead silent, and then me and him. And I'm like, what the and dude, Jeff felt so fucking bad. He was like, I had no idea that's how that was going to go. I thought it was, he was stoked to come. Like, he came all the way from Calabasas and to do this. And so afterwards, we're sitting there having, like, again, we're just like talking. He's like, I just don't know why you do what you do. And I'm like, I'm explaining to him. I'm like, this is why. Like, I need someone to write jokes about. It's not like I start a video and go, I'm going to hurt this person's feelings.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but you do that. And I'm like, yeah, but I just need something to write jokes about. And this is the only thing, like, it's an easy thing to write jokes about, especially especially when it's somebody that everyone agrees is kind of goofy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm like, and so I'm explaining this, and he almost like just didn't really have shit to say afterwards.
Of course not.
I felt like.
Of course not.
It was weird. It was like he knew what he was going to say before, and then we started having a real conversation about it, and he was just like, oh, we were talking about Lele. And I was like Lele's a perfect example. Like, I can tell that her videos are, they don't put effort into them. They're just a cash grab. You can tell they're lazy.
Yeah.
They're writing about stuff that's not even relevant to them.
Yeah.
It's relevant to the thing. It's just, it's very transparent to me what they're trying to do. And I don't fuck with that. And so I write jokes about it.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, but her video, and like, he just didn't have anything else to say after that. And he was like, yeah, but like, you know, I just feel like kids look up to you and they see that and they think it's okay to make fun of people. I said, look, man, I don't have kid fans. I don't. And he's like, yeah, but I've met girls in 15, 16, 17 that say you're their favorite YouTuber. And I was like, yeah, I'm not saying I don't have high school fans. I'm saying YouTube tells me it's 18 to 24. And podcasts, he's even older than that. Excuse, kind of more male. And he was like, oh, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know.
Of course he's not going to.
This camera dude's eyeing me down the whole fucking time. And then so like we like that was basically it. And then we said goodbye, took a couple pictures. Yeah. The one I sent you where I'm just like,
yeah,
it's happening.
Yeah.
And he left.
Yeah.
And then we in the video he says, Jeff was like, so what, the next party at your house he's not invited to? He's like, no fucking way. He's never coming over. Cool. Oh, and then he told me his brother wants to, like, his brother hates me too.
Logan
hates me.
Gives a shit.
He's like, you guys, he's like, you're lucky this is in like an environment where like nobody's drinking and shit like that. He's like, if I would have seen you at a party where we were drinking, it would have been like some confrontational shit. I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm not like a confrontational dude.
That's just so.
I hate shit like that.
I would have just been laughing.
I was laughing because I couldn't figure out like what the fuck was going on. I was like, I don't know. I still don't know how much of that was like sincere, how much of that
None
was like
it,
weird.
Man.
We
None
go downstairs to like go for a hike, and his doorman was like, yeah, he was down here like rehearsing what he was gonna say.
Oh yeah.
And shadowboxing.
Shadowboxing.
That's what he said. I don't know.
Jesus Christ, dude. How fucking dense is this kid that he doesn't actually understand what jokes are. He doesn't understand what commentary is. He's just completely devoid of fucking brain cells.
I don't know. It's like,
you know,
the whole thing was just weird. I don't really know what to think about it. I don't know. It's weird. Like, I can't. I'm kind of glad that it happened.
Yeah.
I like that I'm able to like talk about it now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it would be. I don't know. I think it's pretty obvious how Jake Paul would react to people that make fun of him in a closed setting. Like, everything you've told me is not at all far from what I'd expect. That's like when Logan saw H3 at a party and Ethan walks up to him and goes, hey, what's up, man? Like, you know, like, yeah, I've roasted you, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You're you and I'm me. And Logan draws his fucking arm back and closes his fist up to Ethan's face or something. And he's like, says something to the effect of like, if no one was here, that's what I would have done to you or something like that. And it's like, okay, Like the him, like I guess what I'm saying is, for him to open the door and beeline to you, I would expect no less. Because him and his brother seem like they can't take criticism.
Yeah, I mean, he said some shit where he was like, yeah, but like, you know, why are all these people that you're making fun of, like, why do they have such big fan bases? Why are their videos getting 2 million views? Why are, like, we're talking specifically about Lele's videos. Why do her videos get 2 million views? Why is there so many people like liking them and shit like that? I'm like, yeah, but there's just as many, if not more, people liking my videos where I'm making fun of them. Yeah. Like, that has to mean something too. Yeah. You think that probably means more than fucking her video getting on the trending page because she had some weird relationship with YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. I think his logic is, it plays a certain way, right? Like, he's entirely about the numbers. He's always been, you know?
Yeah.
And in his mind, he doesn't make a distinction. So what is 2 million views? What if those 2 million views are fucking 8 to 12?
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't consider that 8 to 12-year-old, like, he keeps going falling back on, oh, but they're kids. There are kids that like it. Yeah, and maybe they happen to stumble upon a video where someone says, wait a second, this is fucking whack, and makes you think critically. That's what the fuck, that's how I got into comedy and wanted to do stand-up. I was fucking 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and I was watching dudes 30, 35 making observations about the world. It changed the way I looked at the world, and it made me think more critically about myself.
Yeah.
It enabled me to have like a sense of self-awareness and not take shit seriously. It made me feel better about, like, you know, if kids were cooler than me or kids were this and that. Like, yeah. I could look in the mirror and joke about it. I could joke about them. And that was my fucking weapon against that shit. And when people like Jake, when I was younger, who may have intimidated me, that's what, like, people saying, oh, this shit is lame, or pointing out that maybe the shit that I thought was cool maybe isn't so cool, or it isn't what I make it out to be in my head. That's what enabled me to, like, be funny and disarm those people who at any time, like, I was always the smallest dude growing up. I talk about this in our show. I was fucking 5'1 till I was 16. I got fucking clowned on repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that, like, didn't make me go home and feel badly about myself was, like, I might be 5'1, but bitch, your hairline is that.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned how to make people laugh at themselves. And, mm-hmm. And so for him to be like, yeah, but kids, like, fuck them kids, man. Kids don't know shit.
Mm-hmm.
It
yeah, but that's not to say bully kids. Like, especially no. If you're an older person, right?
That,
like,
but you're not bullying anybody. That's what irks me about this whole scenario, is he wants to come out here and act all high and mighty. Oh, you're bullying kids.
Yeah, I mean, like, when someone confronts you like that about, like, what you do or whatever, it does make you take a second and be like, am I doing something wrong? Am I mean, right?
Yeah, maybe.
So I told him, I said, listen, like, when I create a 12 to 15 minute like a video, right? I'm writing it out. It's a piece. It's supposed to have a fucking narrative and all this shit, right? And then I film it and I edit it. There's so many steps to that, like, process. You know what I'm saying? It's like anything else. You make a song, you make a thing. You can't tell right away whether it's good or not, whether it hit the narrative that you wanted to hit, whether it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So much gets lost along the way, so much gets changed. Maybe it is a little bit mean and you just can't fucking tell when you first make it.
Yeah.
Right? But the way the nature of YouTube, you put it out there, see what people say, whatever. And so I'm like, maybe some of the videos that I've put out have been, like, a little bit mean, but that's never, ever, I'm not a fucking, what do you think, I'm a villain? You think I sit down and I'm gonna fuck this dude's day up?
Yeah.
No. I sit down with the intention of making people laugh. That's what I want to do. I want to make people laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't sit down being like, I'm gonna fucking tear into this guy. I'm gonna make him feel like shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, I guess
it's more like, I want to make a million people laugh at this guy. Yeah. With me about the ridiculous shit this dude is doing.
Yeah, but that's I guess the point I'm trying to make is, when I say fuck them kids, like, what I'm saying is, kids who watch Lele Pons and are entertained by that, it would probably do them some good to have a second opinion, to be like, you understand that this is a little bit goofy? That there is nothing, there's no harm there. And if fucking Lele's representation or Jake are hurt by people being like, what? Because in my opinion, Jake projects himself a little bit into that. That was a weird roundabout way of, like, the fact that he didn't even address that we did a fucking 15-minute video making fun of him, Like, he didn't bring, it's weird to me, he didn't bring that up at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think the whole thing was kind of just about that.
What?
Like, I almost feel like he played it off like he was like there are other people that I've talked to that are affected by this, but I feel like it's just like about that video.
Right, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he wants to come up in there and like this, that, and the third, act like he's fucking, he's going to come in there and swing on you, and he makes it about, oh, you're bullying kids?
Yeah.
First up, there is no fucking harm in calling a Lele Pons video fucking corny. Hannah Stocking videos, fucking corny. All that shit is bad. It's weak. And it doesn't matter if I can't make the connection from commentary to bullying. I don't know how you get there.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what I'm struggling with here is I don't see how he can honestly call that bullying.
I mean, like, to play devil's advocate, it's like, I do, like, in that second Lele Pons video, I do say that she's awful. I'm like, she sucks. She's mean. Or she's dumb. She's, like, I'm, which is, like, kind of bullying,
I guess.
I would say. So maybe there is, like, a lighter way I can, you know, maybe I just was in a bad fucking mood that day and I sat down and wrote a video where I was, like, a little bit more mean.
I don't know, man. I think I guess I keep drawing from that's cringe, but at the end of almost every video after Maddie smokes, we make a point to be like, don't go fuck with this person.
Yeah.
We always say, don't go fuck with this person. You know, like, that, you know, at the end of the day, like, these are harmless jokes. And I feel like we make a point here, everywhere, to be like, if comedy's at somebody's expense, it's like you're saying, we're not here to ruin their life and make them want to fucking kill themselves and all this and that. But that doesn't mean, like, we can't be critical in a joking way of somebody. Even saying fucking Lele Pons sucks. Take that on the chin, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Take that on the chin.
Mm-hmm.
You're in fucking entertainment.
Yeah. Even, like, reviews and fucking Variety are that harsh.
Yeah, what the
remember
fuck?
Remember that fucking article that dude wrote about Post?
Yeah, I mean, there's
that shit was mean as fuck. It was like a 6-page fucking diss piece on them.
How about this, Jake? You don't fuck with bullying. How about you take down every video where you've tied your girlfriend to a fucking wall and left her out there for hours with duct tape? How about you go watch that fucking video where I clowned you for looking like a sociopath, and you look at all those moments. You're teaching that shit to kids. You don't got a problem with that.
Yeah.
You ain't bringing none of that shit up.
Mm-hmm. True.
It's just that irks me, man.
I think he wanted to use the whole thing as like basically like a like okay, saying, Cody Ko conquered.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I walked in there, I defeated him.
Bullshit.
And I'm out. And that's that. And I'm just like, that's not really the way that you I just don't think you've done a lot of thinking about this. I think that maybe you saw us clown you in a video for a little bit and you were like, fuck this kid.
Yeah.
And then you just saw me as someone
who
you need to walk up to and confront on video and then walk away from. And it's like,
yeah, because buddy can't laugh at himself.
He didn't punch me, so
of course he's not gonna punch you. There's fucking four cameras rolling. He's never ever gonna swing on anybody.
Yeah. This fucking camera guy, man. that dude. Oh, it was funny. Really funny. Jake was probably being more civil than his camera dude, honestly. His camera dude was sitting there just like, he kept being like, yeah. He so clearly fucking hated me. I don't know why. I'd never met the kid, man. He's like wearing these fucking...
Because you're not allowed to make fun of Jake Paul, dude.
I guess not. I mean, like, he's just one of his yes men, I guess.
Yeah.
Kid was like wearing that, like neon orange guest shirt with a neon orange hat. He looked like a Hypebeast traffic cone.
Sick. Yeah.
That was funny.
What kind of fuck? I'm sorry, man. I don't mean to get all animated about this shit. It's just that shit is sucker shit to the fullest, bro. God damn it. That shit is so corny. Turn the cameras off. It's getting real in here. Turn the cameras off.
Well, I mean, he was like, turn the cameras off. And then he's like, show him that it's off. And I was like, damn, is that really what this comes? Did you have to do that? Like, it's not just like you trust that people turn the cameras off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he had to get his camera to just show me that it was off. And I was like, man, that's like, when you're at that point, that means that you're keeping it on.
Yeah, you do.
Most of the time.
You do weird shit.
Just a bit. And then I'm like, but like now it gets honest and now you're going to turn the cameras
right,
off. Like,
of course.
I'm like, no,
that's
this is
saying.
The real moment. Like, we should, if we're actually going to have a discussion, like,
saying,
put
bro.
That in your fucking thing.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh man. Sorry. My brain is just going a million miles an hour on him getting on you for setting an example after he does a fucking 20 minute video with Tana babysitting kids and they're talking about fucking each other and all that shit all through the entire. It's just like, His content is riddled with shit if you want to get down to cherry picking and being like, you did this, you did that, you did
yeah.
this, you did that. So it's just fucking arrogant in my mind to come in there, one, press somebody while they're sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
It's just so lame. Someone yeah. is sitting down, you're going to run up on them and like, yeah, your eye level with my chest. What's up, bitch? That's one. And then two, just, man, it's that's lame. That's fucking corny.
We'll see how that footage turns out. Maybe his vlog today or tomorrow or some shit. I bet you I, you know, don't blame me. I'm just saying, don't blame me if I look like a total bitch in that video. Don't blame me, because you got to understand, I've explained the situation. You know that I thought the whole thing was a fucking joke. I really did. I was like, and I was kind of trying to play it up for the camera at the same time, because I'm like, I want to make Jeff's video good. I want to make this moment good.
Yeah.
But I couldn't. It was so, so confusing. And
I'm mad now because I'm having a second to think about it. But if he came in there like huffing and puffing like that, I might have been fucking howling my ass off. I might have got punched just by virtue of laughing real hard. The moment he'd be like, I don't fuck with bullying kids, he'd be like, oh, boy, shut your ass up. Oh, he big mad. Look at him selling it for the camera. Jake Paul's a wrestler.
Yeah, but you would, like,
I've been in that scenario where people like run up on me and like, I'm gonna fuck you up. And I always laugh. I'm like, yeah, you're gonna do it? You're gonna do it?
But you think about like an Eric Andre type show. You're supposed to be getting fucked with. That's the mindset that I was in.
No, of course.
This is gonna be funny because the joke's on me.
Yeah.
And that's great. I love, it's one of the things the camera dude said. He's like, why don't you make fun of yourself? I'm like, dude, I do all the time. Do you not watch my videos? Like,
what do you say to
me,
that shit?
I'm the fucking loser in my videos most of the time. I'm the one that I joke about not having sex and all this shit. Like,
what did he say?
He was like, yeah, I know. It's like, clearly you haven't watched anything, any of my fucking videos. I don't know why you hate me, dude. I don't know why this fucking, I don't know why this highlighter hates me, you know?
You think they're going to run up on Chris D'Elia like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, man, you were making fun of my brother. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Millions of people look up to you, and like, you're teaching them to make fun of my brother. That's not fucking cool.
That's not cool. I love that Logic song, though. I like mm-hmm. that you're in that. That's respect on that. But it's not cool. So yeah, you know what? I was thinking afterwards. I was like, it was a really awkward situation. You know?
Yeah.
But even in the moment, I'm like, this is kind of funny. I'm glad this is happening.
Yeah.
Because it's the same thing, as I said last week, with the acting class and shit like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to get out there and, like, that's why I'm pumped we're doing this video with, well, I don't know if I should say
it. Oh, yeah, no, don't. Yeah, yeah, let that one drop. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We're doing a video with some other people that I think is going to be really funny. And it's like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing when we went to Evan's place and did started that song that
yeah.
we're going to come out with.
Yeah.
It's like, you gotta, I think you gotta really push yourself to like get out of your comfort zone and work with other people and
yeah,
and you know what I mean? Just try it. Things that fucking scare you, just try them, because like, it always ends up being something, a funny story at least.
Yeah.
This was a funny fucking story. I was pumped to talk about it today.
Yeah.
You know how often you get to record the podcast and you're like, I want to talk about something for half an hour today because this shit was crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm kind of glad it happened.
Yeah,
regardless of if I look like a total fucking pussy.
It's just, I don't know. I'm sorry if I
started crying.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what really happened.
Yeah.
Okay, man, I think you're a bully. I am a bully, man. You're right, dude. I love you, JP.
Oh my God, dude. Disappointed, I guess. So mad, it pissed me off, dude.
Oh man, I was so close. I was this close. The only reason I didn't say it is because I still wasn't sure if it was a joke or not. He was
right.
Jeff was like, so what? He can't come to the next party at your house? Jake was like, no, he can't fucking come. He's never invited. I was so close to being like, yeah, I don't want to get drugged anyways, dude. So.
Yep. Yep.
It's so lame to be like, I wish I would have said that. But like, I literally was this close. And then I was like, that might actually get me punched in the face. I'm not trying to get punched in the face.
Sue that motherfucker. Let him sock you in the face. Thanks, bro.
I'm going to end you
and Team 10. I'm going to sue. No, there's no harm in that. There's no fucking foul. Yeah, I came in to do a show. I got sucker punched. Run my bread, dude. Yeah. I know you're getting clicks off that. Run me my money, motherfucker.
Speaking of money, we got to take a break, guys. Be right back. Dope jacket.
Thank you, man. I was...
Sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have had hard-boiled eggs this morning. I remember that fucking egg in Utah.
Egg in Utah.
That Uber driver that just had the gas station hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, yeah.
And Eden was like, what is that? And he's like, it's an egg. He had a fucking box of Costco. He had a Costco-sized box of hard-boiled eggs.
Was I in the car for that?
Maybe you were in the other Uber.
Yeah, it might have been the other Uber.
This guy, unsalted hard-boiled eggs. He had a Costco-sized box in between the two front seats. And Eden was like, what is this? He's like, that's an egg, brother. You want one? And Eden was like, yes, I will try. And so he took this, like, his two-pack of eggs, and he opened it up. Dude, there's egg juice in the bottom of this thing. Egg juice. What the fuck is that even? He takes the egg out and gives it to Eden, and he has it. He's like, pretty good, pretty good. And he hands it to me, and I'm like, yeah, I like eggs. I'll have one too. And I pop that sucker in my mouth hole, and I sucked all the juice off of it, ate it. It was really good.
I want to puke.
Warm, room temperature.
I want to puke.
They like never go bad, apparently. They stay. How is that possible? Anyways, I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck made me think of that
disgusting
story.
Disgusting. Yeah. I can't believe you fucking ate that.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Uber driver's egg.
Mm-hmm. Delish. Try one of those gas station eggs.
God damn it, dude.
Anyways, bro.
I'm trying to like calm down. I'm hangry. That's what it is.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a little bit hangry. I laid into the brother and I'm sure I will reap what I have sown, but it's all right.
This is what I was going to say. It's kind of weird when this shit like catches up to you. Yeah. You know, cuz like you start on you like just even starting doing that style of video is more like, well, like people seem to, you know, this guy clearly makes like funny, weird, or like clearly makes content that's kind of lame. People make fun of it, right? So I'm going to use it to talk about and write jokes of my own, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you do it. It's a lot of fun, whatever. And then you get to the stage where it's like, your likes or your video is getting more likes than theirs.
Yeah.
And then they confront you in fucking person. And it's just like, it's weird when the shit like catches up to you. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a confrontational guy. I like when everyone likes me.
Yeah.
You know, I can't handle when someone doesn't like me. I can handle it, actually. I prefer for everyone to be at like equilibrium where there's no like heat.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what I'm saying?
Canadian in you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so it makes me really fucking uncomfortable when that shit happens.
Yeah.
Because it's like, damn, I didn't think this would ever happen.
Sure.
You know? I don't know.
I don't think most people.
Speaking gibberish.
No, I don't think most people react to like, I don't know, dude. I don't want to talk about it forever. I'm just saying, when you've got a big ass mansion with hosting 10 other people living in it and you got a Lambo and other shit, I just don't think most people in that scenario would shadow box and go into a room thinking I'm gonna pop this dude's fucking face for saying videos are bad.
Yeah.
That part is just weird to me.
Yeah.
It's like you got so much other shit going for you, brother. I don't know. I feel you in that, like, you think you might have made you look like a pussy, but and on the other hand, I know kids will be like, yeah, you got him. I think most people, when you take a step back, you're like, you took your time out of your day to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You sound hurt.
Yeah.
You sound hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was like when Claire's boyfriend was like, thanks for paying my bills, bitch.
It's like
after we made fun of him, I was like, ooh, what a bad.
When they made merch with the catchphrase on it,
I was like, oh.
What was it like? What was the
fair
merch
enough
say? Yeah, fair enough. They made fair enough merch. Ugh.
Ooh. I was like, yeah, son.
Not the right response.
I was like, get your bread, son. Yeah.
No, do it. Fuck yeah, it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Go for it.
Did I say this on the podcast that I saw her?
No, you did not.
I keep thinking that I see her around, and I think I have. I've seen her like multiple times, but it's always like kind of from a distance while I'm driving. Like I'll see her, and I'm just like, I think that was her, right?
Yeah.
So I'm driving through the canals in Venice, and like the way that works is like the roads are like the bridge over the canal is like super steep, and the sidewalks that you can use to walk around the canals are like basically right. They're like a foot. The exit is like a foot away from where you would be sitting in the driver's seat about to go over this bridge.
Yeah, it's very. And I'm driving through
the. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm driving, and I'm almost about to go over one of the bridges. So I'm right beside the exit, and I look left, and she's right, dude, a foot away from me. And she just, we make eye contact straight up.
And then,
like, deep, like, hard eye contact where it was just like, ah! Deer in headlights. I was like, through the window.
And she knocked on the window. I was like, roll down your window, and you did. And she was like, you're a fucking bully, fam.
You're a cyber bully, dog.
You're a cyber bully, homie.
And I
oh, wait, that's the part you didn't mention. Just a second ago, he called you a cyber bully?
Yeah.
I would have laughed.
What do you mean?
Cyber bully? Yeah, fucking get at it. What are you, fucking Morpheus? What are you, an agent from the Matrix? You're a cyber bully? Get the fuck. That word is so funny. You fucking cyber bully.
It's a bully that's a half robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Bionic somehow.
Yeah.
You smell like shit.
You're a loser.
So you saw her, and then what?
And I don't know if she... I think she registered my face.
It's
hard to say because my windows are kind of dark.
Yeah.
They're not, like, tinted, but, like, they might... She might have been, like, checked out and not realized it was me.
Right.
But we were literally, like, a foot away from each other.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, hit the gas, went over the bridge, and then looked in my rearview mirror to see if she was, like, trying to figure out, like, I don't know, trying to... write down my license plate or something. It was weird. It was really fucking weird.
Bro.
This is what I'm saying. This shit's catching up to me, man.
Whatever, man.
I'm going to fucking turn a corner and Skippy's going to be there.
I can't wait for Jake Paul to confront me at a fucking full screen party and be like, you call me fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you going to punch me now? And then he does it. And then I get to come on the podcast with a black eye. And I'm like, yes, yeah, so I have a lawsuit against Jake Paul for punching me in the fucking face. Dude, I'm fully with suing because I'm not a gangster. I'm not like the only person like you can't be and sue is a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Rappers can't sue because that's the whole antithesis to being a rapper. But we're not that.
Mm-hmm.
Is somebody having an argument next door? What the fuck is? Damn, somebody
sounds like me and Jake Paul yesterday.
Yeah, sound like an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I gotta stop talking about it. Yo, speaking of, let's just go all the way on the YouTuber drama. Let's just go all the way.
Sure.
Sir James Charles.
That's been talked to death now, though.
That's not, I don't even care to talk about the controversy.
Okay.
I got a very specific. So, Alina and I were on the couch the other night, and one of those, like, spill the tea channels comes up. There's like drama channels.
I know. Yeah, I know.
So one of them comes up, and Alina laughs. She's like, oh, I want to know what this is. And it was like the whole drama in like 10 minutes. So I said, okay, we could watch this. And we start watching it. And I was actually laughing and entertained by how, like, I don't know, the editing just like, I think it was not supposed to be funny, but it was killing me.
Okay.
Like, I was dying laughing. Like, you like the transition from, they would use music that was so dramatic. It's music in a movie where someone would have just been stabbed to death or something really, really bad, you know? Like episode 6 in a series where an important character dies. And I'm dying. And then it would go from that to, like, the Nintendogs music. It's like, or, like, Super Mario Lobby music, like, dun, 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 dun. And the whole time, Alina and I are just, like, bobbing our heads to it. And then when it get really dramatic, I grab the couch and be like, oh, fuck. And it would just have text on screen like, James Charles.
He said what?
called someone a clout chaser. Oh, so whatever. So we're laughing. We're really entertained by the shit. And then they reference a kid in the video where I guess him and James Charles had some drama as far as James Charles trying to bone him. And then the follow-up video was his video in black and white. His name is Gage.
Okay. Sick name.
Yeah, sick name, right?
That's a hard fucking name.
Yeah, and he's Gage.
Gage.
9 minutes, what happened between me and James Charles. I said, I gotta follow through. So I watch it, right? The content of it doesn't fucking matter. The best part, though, was one of his closing statements. Like, this is his closing argument in the fucking law of YouTube, like the courtroom of YouTube. He was like, yeah, and like, people are calling me a clout chaser, but like, you guys don't think it's possible for someone to be like the top dog and they're a clout chaser too?
Whoa!
He goes, like, that's why you're there. You're like the top dog of clout. Like, you make the clout.
I start laughing and I'm just...
Yo, but he's right.
I start dying. I'm like, I fucking wish he was just kept on that tangent. You're like the CEO of clout. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're the president...
No, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. Like, think about something. Okay, think about... Like, let's say you're the top dog, okay? Think about what you were like 2, maybe 3 years before that. Where are you?
The bottom.
Exactly, the bottom. Exactly. And so what do you need to get to the top?
Clout, dude.
And how do you get that?
By chasing the clout, dude.
And so what I'm saying is maybe you're the biggest clout chaser of them all because now you've gotten to the top. Am I wrong?
What about this, James? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the biggest clout chaser of them all?
Mm-hmm.
Look at yourself, fool.
Yeah. Maybe it's you.
Yo, like, imagine, like, you're the president, right? Like, and there's, like, economy for clout, dude?
Yeah, I think we're still not getting it. Can you delve even further?
Okay, like, there's clearly a supply for clout and a demand for clout, dude. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if you take it high level, the invisible hand, right, that governs the market of clout takes its course, dog, and you understand the demand and you know how to supply it, right? So you meet in the middle and, like, you're a fucking peak. You're at the top of that shit, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the top of that In fact, dude, you're all the way up. You're at the upper end, dog. You have too much clout.
Oh, so you're saying there's a surplus.
He has a surplus of clout, dog.
So then the value of clout maybe would be pushed down then. If we're talking clout economics.
Right. Of course. Yeah, fool. But like, wait, hold up. I didn't think about that part.
Because then if you think about clout's not worth that much anymore because there's a surplus. And like if you think he has too much, then maybe he's kind of got a monopoly and he's like driving like value down so that maybe it can go up in the future.
Well, I'm thinking it's like he has all of it in his hands. So he makes it all super expensive. So everybody still wants it, dog.
Yeah, that's true. There should be some fucking trade laws against... Having a monopoly, a clout monopoly.
James Charles is being forced to separate his YouTube content into 3 channels that are independently operated by 2 other men who look like him.
Gage is one of them.
And Gage is one of them, yeah. I rule that James Charles has the monopoly on MUA clout, and it must be divided. He is the Amazon of makeup artists, and he needs to be dismantled.
Be crazy. That'd be crazy if Gage turned out to actually be like really, really like he actually ended up like changing things because he's like this guy actually has too much clout. Think about it, he's the biggest clout chaser ever, and people are like, actually, damn,
oh shit,
you're right. None of us have a chance.
Then it's Gage running a subsidiary. Yo, what up? Guys, welcome to the Sister Sister channel. This is a sister company of the Sister brand.
Welcome back to Gage by Welcome back to Gage by James Charles. I'm your host, Gage, showing you the new palette today. Blue by Gage by James Charles.
And he doesn't even put any on. He just holds it up. Yeah, so this is a palette. Yeah, that's it, fool. he went to Coachella with James Charles because he wanted to see if maybe dudes were his shtick. That was his angle.
Gage?
Yeah. And James was like, nah, bro, you've denied me every other time, but you decide to come out on Coachella weekend because you want a VIP bracelet? I'm like, James, that's your fault. You brought a broke bitch out mm-hmm. on Coachella weekend
mm-hmm.
and he acted funny?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You played yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You played yourself. You took a Honda Civic ass bitch and you were like, I'm going to fly you out to Coachella, baby. And you thought it was weird that he was weird?
So wait, his angle on the story.
No.
Gage's? Was that like.
He was like, I might.
He's like, I went to experiment, but then he denied James Charles?
So James was upset because he called Gage a clout chaser.
Ooh, because he wouldn't fuck him?
No, because he would only be affectionate in front of people. So like he put it, like subtle signs of affection. He'd hold James Charles' hand or put his arm around him or even kiss him on the cheek.
Is Gage gay?
He was like, apparently not. He was like, nah. And James was upset by that. He was like, you played me, but I'm like, son, you played yourself.
Yeah.
That's mistake by you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Can't bring a broke bitch to Coachella. And yeah, he used you, son. You fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. You got it made. And you took a Best Buy employee with you and you thought he wasn't going to be strange. He's never been around money before, bro. That's your fault.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. Just, am I saying something crazy?
No, not at all.
He played himself.
Yeah.
Fucking, he brought it. Gage got in the house. He was like, oh shit.
I can be gay.
I can, yeah. Just to bring it full circle.
So what was his drama was that like.
Wait, just to bring it full circle.
Yeah.
Gage was like, oh, I might be. Then he walked in that house. He's like, oh, I'm fucking gay.
I'm fucking gay.
James was like,
look at this house. I'm gay as shit.
James is like, you want to see my other house back home? He's like, yeah, I'm gay as fuck. I'm really fucking gay. That was Gage the whole weekend. I'm gay as fuck. Free alcohol, man. I'm the gayest man in it. This is my fucking boyfriend. Do I get the wristband? Yeah, I'm fucking gay. I'm so fucking gay this weekend, bro. It's not even funny. I'm gonna kiss this dude in the mouth.
Gage, I want you to meet my friend Madison. Don't care.
I'm not into it.
She's a girl.
She's a girl. I'm not into these girls. I'm fucking gay. Anyway, what were you about to say? You're wondering what?
I totally forget.
Bro, I watched James Charles' house tour as well.
Okay. Yeah, he lives in a nice-ass house, doesn't
he? Was cracking.
Kid
dude.
Is fucking rich,
yeah.
Dude. That's what I didn't realize about the thing. I watched the whole, I had like an hour-long drive to do, so I put on that fucking girl's video.
Tati?
Yeah, watched the whole thing. I mean, I listened to the whole thing.
Damn, bro, I've never seen a colder verse. That was the white woman's version of 300 bars by Game.
True. Yeah.
45 true. Fucking minutes.
45 minutes, like unedited too.
Yeah. And
was
just,
it? I don't know. I couldn't tell.
Some
I was
parts were like
it.
Cut, but like it was mostly concise statement. That yeah. Shit. She should be a politician with how hard she came with that shit.
Yeah. I mean, like I like at the beginning, I was like, I don't really understand what the fuck this whole thing is about. Like if it's just a kid, like just forget about him. Who cares? And then yeah. she goes. Like, I put millions in this kid's bank account. I negotiated deals, me and my husband negotiated deals for him and took and asked for nothing afterwards. I'm like, you made this kid a millionaire and he stabbed you in the back like that, yeah, fucking get him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's cold as fuck.
Bite the hand that feeds, homie.
That's cold.
Yeah. You know the fucking weird part to me was the story about this waiter that he hooked up with. So there's a waiter at, it was at her.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to this part?
Yeah.
So
I watched the whole thing.
I watched that kid's video too of him. Or no, I didn't. His parts of his video were in that like spill the tea video.
Okay.
And it was really fucking creepy to watch like James Charles try to like, he like got ahead of the kid. He's like, I met this kid, like the way he was talking about it. He's like, it was totally consensual. It was totally agreed upon. He was bi, so it's totally cool. And it was totally like, yeah. And I'm like, why do you got to keep reiterating that he's bi and that it was consensual?
Wait, this was in a video that he made?
Yeah, he made a video. James Charles, being he, made a video with someone else, some girl. And he's referencing this waiter.
Oh, okay.
And he keeps, it's not that exaggerated, but he keeps kind of hammering home, or he makes a point to hammer home that, oh, he's bi, it's cool.
Gotcha, okay.
And the kid makes a video saying, yeah, I was sort of curious. I wasn't really sure about my sexuality. And so he invited me over and I went to hang out with him and we hooked up. And then afterward, I felt really like, kind of bad and gross. And I realized it just, not gross because like he did something that was gay. He was just like, he did something that made him realize that wasn't for me.
Okay.
Whatever. And he like posts pictures of this text and he was really straightforward. I was like surprised that a kid could be that articulate. He was like, hey man, I know it went down like this. I don't want to string you along. Like after that experience, I kind of realized that I don't really know how curious I am. And I don't, you know, I hope we could be friends. And James Charles gets super like vindictive and is like dangling that shit over his head, being like, well, you can't say you're not gay because you kiss me. So you're definitely gay. And like you should hang out with me and that kind of shit. And he's really kind of pressing the kid, being like, well, you kissed me, so now you have like almost like preying on that the kid might feel bad about it, or like that he felt like he made a mistake. And it was like some real conniving shit. And when I saw that and I looked at the kid talking to the camera, super honest, I'm thinking, first off, you're James Charles, you're a multimillionaire. What are you, like, this waiter? Like, what are you doing fucking texting a kid making minimum wage, like, just trying to live his life that you're probably never going to see again? What are you doing, like, bullying him over text?
Yeah, I mean, what are you doing trying to manipulate someone like that?
Yeah,
it must be some sort of, like, game.
Yeah, right. And the fact that he even went back and forth with these people in such detail through text and shit was like, get the fuck out of here, man. And the thing that hooked me as far as wanting to know what Gage said is in that video, they kind of highlighted a conversation between the two of them. And James Charles, the conversation was him being like, do not make a video about me. You're a clout chaser if you do. And this and that. And Gage's response to that was like, dude, I'm getting all kinds of like hate and this and that. And I have my own life and my small group of friends and or like my group of friends and people that are wondering what the fuck is going on. So I just need to make a video like speaking like my truth, dude. Like I'm not doing this. I'm not going to shame you in the video. I'm not going to be disrespectful to you. I just need to state kind of where I'm at and my side.
Yeah.
And his response to that is like, you have like five friends. It doesn't matter. I have hundreds of thousands of fans. This is clearly you trying to capitalize on my fans. Like, it was like this fucking just weird, like,
this is all like in text messages.
Yeah, this weird like power trip and shit where he's like, I'm bigger than you. You shut your fucking mouth. I'm like, whoa.
Damn.
Relax, homie.
Damn.
Relax, dude.
Damn.
So his last check.
Sorry, what?
No, his last check is probably going to be in the form of like a spike in activity because people, I bet, are binging the shit out of his content right now or like watching videos about him. Bet you. And he'll get like a little spike in revenue, I feel like, because random ass people, Joe Rogan's fucking talking about James Charles.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it'll look like take.
You think so? I wonder what the fuck will happen.
Man.
He's 19, dude. Like, I feel like there's room for him to be like, to realize, like, now, I guess. I feel like for a person like that to really realize they fucked up, they need some shit like that.
No, they
do. It's like he needs to lose fucking 3 million followers in 2 days for him to be like, oh, damn, maybe I am a bad person right now.
Yeah, I feel
like. You know what I'm saying? Because he's head's so far up his ass, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like most people don't tolerate predators or predatory behavior.
Yeah.
Like that is the auto, like you're done.
Yeah.
You know, like, Louis tried doing stand up and that hasn't gone over well for him.
Yeah.
You know, because of his situation. And so I don't know how he could bounce back. And that his damn apology was so fucking insincere. It was crazy.
I didn't watch it. I couldn't click on that fucking video.
I watched like 2 minutes of it. I've never seen someone struggle so hard to be sorry.
Yeah.
You could see in his eyes, like he didn't feel so. It was hilarious because he starts the video by saying, I just woke up. I'm traveling in Europe. But I didn't really prepare for this video, but I just wanted to
flex.
Yeah. But as he's talking, his eyes are so clearly going to like something written. That's one. He's like, you know, two.
But yeah, I love that you got to start the video with a flex.
Oh yeah.
Hey, sorry, I'm traveling Europe. I'm super jet lagged.
So tired.
I don't even have a internal clock anymore just because I've been traveling so much and, you know, tons of mostly overseas flights, first class, of course. Yeah, private. And I have been able to sleep on those just because it's so quiet on a private flight, but it's still fucking up my clock. And so I haven't had time to like truly prepare for this just because I don't even know what time it is in the States. You know, I don't know.
So like he says all that in the beginning and I'm chuckling like, every other video on his channel is like super, like there's makeup and he's super put together. And I just don't know if him not doing makeup was like his publicist being like, look disheveled.
Yeah.
Look really torn up about this. And like, it's just him taking really long breaths in between statements. Like, I'm like, man, you've never been sorry in your life. Yeah. You've never actually told anyone sorry. You've never done this before. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, totally. 100%. Same thing as when Logan Paul did his apology. He
never
like,
said sorry.
It's like, why? Like just take a, like, relax. Take a breath. Yeah. Really think about this. Like, just give it a human thought.
Yeah.
I don't see a single fucking thought. You know what I'm saying? I don't see a single, like, reflective thing in your mind right now that says, like, damn, maybe I.
Yeah.
Or something. Something that even says, like, this video is kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
The hotel, like.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, like, I'm sorry. It's more like, I'm sorry and I didn't mean, like, how can I appear sorry?
Yeah. It's, I don't take the piss out of people. Like, if they make a video apologizing, you know, I'm not ever critical of like stuttering or even reading from a paper or anything like that. Like, I guess I'm critical when, yeah, it seems like they're just doing it because they have to. You know what I'm saying? That, they don't actually feel anything for the fucking situation.
Yeah.
You know? I'll put it this way. What James Charles did and even what Logan Paul did and other people when they made apology videos, it's the same shit when you're like when your girl like tags you for doing something stupid and like your pride is just so big, like you just are finding every way to like not only be like the only one wrong in the situation.
Yeah.
I did that shit when I was younger. Like, yeah, well, yeah, so I did that shit. You did this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, can you blame me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Fine. Whatever. I'm sorry. Whatever. Is that what you wanted to hear? Because I am. And like, I love you. Fucking God.
Yeah, like I was an asshole or whatever. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Do I need to say it for you to know? Like, can't you just see?
I do? Okay, fine. I'm sorry. I love you. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. God.
It would have been so funny if he just popped in and was like super, like that way about it, like super arrogant. He's like, yeah, like, fucking whatever. The first line. Fucking whatever, dude. I'm sorry.
Sorry to everyone I hurt or whatever. It's like pulls up his phone. It's like, sorry that I can't. Sorry to the waiter.
Sorry we fucked or whatever. I don't even remember what the fuck we did, dude. And I've ran through so many dudes at this point. Can't even keep fucking track. How about you? How about you hook up with someone else, dude? Fucking get over it.
Sorry to all the clout chasers out there.
Sorry for any of the clout chasers I might have hurt.
And then he ends with a makeup ad.
Yeah.
By the way, my new palette's out.
I don't know. I know you got to dip, but we got to make up like 3 minutes.
Okay.
Just like Trey. Yeah. You know what it is, dude? Our podcasts are like soccer when it's like supposed to hit the 90-minute mark. And it's like, no, the ref comes out and he's like plus seven,
mm-hmm.
plus five.
Yeah.
Plus three.
Yeah.
For all the delays. And
yeah, I see what you're saying. So the ad read and shit like that. Yeah, that's fine.
Three minutes extra time.
I just, man.
You think he'll bounce back? You think he will?
I don't know. I feel like if it was anyone else where maybe they had like a, you know, some side to them, some like they were able to show some like redeeming quality or something.
Yeah.
But like I just feel like he's pretty, I don't know, robotic now.
Yeah.
And like, so like just in the character of James Charles.
Yeah.
That it's hard to really see him as like a human that could like show any like real remorse or anything about this.
So I will say I watched like from after his house tour, I did watch a couple more videos, and I've always had this weird feeling where I just felt like there was something off about him. And I think it was like, and I bring this up to say something else, but so I watched a bunch of his videos with Alina, and we were both thinking the same thing. We were both kind of like, dude, he just, it's like that Logan Paul shit where, and I actually feel like after Logan made that video, he did change a little bit in his content.
Yeah.
And even on his podcast, you know, as much as I make fun of his personality for being annoying, you see that there's definitely a shift in how he started to behave on camera, mm-hmm. I feel like. And with James Charles, it's like Logan before the Suicide Forest. Like, he's just such a character, and he's such like the image that other people have made him out to be. Like, he seems like a dude who's never off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's always James Charles.
Yeah.
I'm James Charles. And so I had dinner with my buddy last night, who is like an engineering dude, is, you know, his mid 30s. He doesn't really consume YouTube, and the drama bubbled up to him. He's like, "What's up with that makeup artist, dude?" He's like, "I kind of know who he is." And we talk about it a little bit, and he says, "Yeah, I don't know. There's something about the look in his eyes that just, he's like, "I know who Jeffree Star is. He's like, "I know it's not because he's a dude in makeup. It has nothing to do with that." He's like, "I look at James Charles in the eyes, and I could just something feels fucking weird about him."
Yeah, the Jeffree Star to me feels like sincere. Like, it feels like that's actually sincerely him.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, James, and I feel like this is what happened. Maybe it's just because he's younger. He doesn't really actually know who he is.
Totally,
yet.
Yeah.
And the problem completely. Is, like, once you start getting all this money and stuff, it just reaffirms what you've been doing.
Of course.
So, like, you get into this character where it's like, I'm going to put on this little bit of an act for a video, right? Maybe a dramatized version of myself or who I think I am, who I want to be. And then that starts making a little bit of money, and it starts reaffirming that. So you do it even more.
Yeah.
Start making more money, right?
Yeah.
More followers, whatever, reaffirms it even more until the point where you're a 19-year-old being like, I don't actually know. This is me.
Yeah.
This is me. Like, it's like 100%. People that get famous doing characters and then just eventually just become
100%
that character.
100%. And I don't fault him necessarily for being that way because, yeah, he's young, but it still feels that there's this element to him where, unbeknownst to him, like he's discovering this, that he is this way in the worst way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is realizing, oh shit, I'm an asshole in the most like spotlighted way possible. Most of us, we realize we're an asshole through a bad relationship, you know, or like that, the normal version of that with Tati and him is like, I don't want to be your friend anymore because you've done XYZ shitty things to me. And I just don't feel like we should talk. And then you lose a friend and you're like, oh fuck, was I the bad person? You know, or something like that. That's what teaches you like, damn, I'm a dick. Unfortunately he had to do that in front of millions of people. So
yeah.
I don't know if he'll bounce, dude. I really don't.
I think. We'll see.
Who cares? But that coming up next on the Cloud Economy Hour, we're going to make our predictions on our top five, we think, most up-and-coming clout gainers. Look, we're going to talk about our losers and gainers this week.
Yeah.
Five clout gainers this week. Number one, Jake Paul bullied Cody Ko on the Jeff channel. We think that for sure is going to net him some clout. Other gainers this week.
We got fucking, I don't know.
Three, two. Losers this week. Noel Miller gets really fucking twisted up about Jake Paul for no fucking reason. Definitely loses clout there. Dumbass.
Listen, guys, I'm really, really bullish on the whole clout market right now, though. It's up 30 points this week, and I feel like it's going to soar even more.
Just hopefully, we're hoping, you know, that said, hopefully China does not raise tariffs on, you know, like TikTok performances and things like that, because that's going to hurt the clout market overall. There has been a bit of a feud in terms of like clout trade between US and China. So hopefully that doesn't impact, you know, TikTok clouters and so on.
And in terms of domestic clout, it's a really, really, I think it's the reason why I'm so bullish is because it's a really strong week for clout. All right. We have a lot of, like, for example, the Game of Thrones series finale. That's gonna be huge for clout. So really try to capitalize on that, you guys.
Yeah, a lot of people making good Game of Thrones tweets.
Yeah, if you make the right moves this week, it's gonna be a strong week for clout, and I feel like we're gonna see some upward moving graphs. So
season finale, guys. Remember, a lot of people are negative, okay, on the show. Potential clout opportunity. Be positive about the final episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say to you all.
Damn, this is a sketch. 100%.
Yeah.
100%. What's the show? Fucking
Fast Money.
Fast Money with what's his face?
Kramer. Jim Cramer.
Yeah, Jim Cramer. We got to do like a fast clout.
He hits one of his fucking big ass buttons.
Yeah.
Bam! Big clout chasers this week. Big clout chasers. Now, let me tell you something, folks. 2 months ago, okay, I created an index. You hear this? Okay. Adam 22, Lena the Plug, Clout God, Young Gravy, Chris Clemens, okay? I call this the Melrose Index. Now, I'm bullish on the Melrose Index, okay? I say 50% increase over 6 months.
Invest now. Get in while you can.
Well, get a load of this. I am 8 weeks into my prediction. We're at 62 fucking percent.
Yo, let's make a little market where you can take Ethereum and fucking invest in people.
Invest in, yeah.
Yeah.
Build them up with crypto.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, I got to go.
All right, guys.
Canada shows. Fucking come. Tinymeattour.com.
Yeah, and come to Des Moines. No S. Des Moines, no S.
Yeah, Des Moines.
Des Moines, no S. And Fargo.
Gang.
Gang, peace. Love you guys.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.